Tablet 12. 33 virtues. 1. Fearlessness. 2. Purification of one's existence. 3. Cultivation of spiritual and intellectual knowledge. 4. Charity. 5. Self-control. Perpetual restraint of behavior and temper. 6. Performance of sacrifice. Selfless service. Not being self-centered. To become humble. 7. Study of spiritual scriptures. 8. Austerity and simplicity. 9. Non-violence, not violating the dharma of things. 10. Truthfulness. 11. Freedom from anger. 12. Renunciation. To offer the result of your actions to the Lord and ideate that your body is a tool for Him to perform divine actions. 13. Tranquility, magnanimity of mind. 14. Aversion to fault-finding. 15. Compassion and freedom from covetousness. 16. Gentleness. 17. Modesty and steady determination. 18. Vigor. 19. Forgiveness. 20. Fortitude. 21. Cleanliness. 22. Freedom from envy. 23. Passions for honor. 24. Readiness to sacrifice everything of individual life for the ideology. 25. Sweet and smiling behavior. 26. Moral courage. 27. Setting an example by individual conduct before asking anyone to do the same. 28. Strict adherence to the 15 commandments. 29. Constant contemplation of the greatest sign. 30. Even while dealing with a person of inimical nature, one must keep oneself free from hatred, anger, and vanity. 31. Keep aloof from talkativeness, idle talk. 32. Obedience to the structural code of discipline. 33. Sense of responsibility. Universal Call to Prayer. This is the universal call to prayer and meditation for all. Come all those who are chosen and called to pray to one God. Those who strive to experience God. Those who struggle with God to bring His kingdom. Those who sacrifice all for His kingdom. Those who are surrendered and submitted to God's will. Those who are universalists and see unity among all humanity. This is the call to the chosen, elects. Be an example and help all to reach God. We declare that there is no God but one God, and Maitreya, Muhammad, is His lion of the tribe of Judah, the seventh angel, opener of the seven seals, revealer of the book sealed with seven seals, fulfiller of all prophecies, the Prince of Peace, the Christ. Come all, this is a universal call to prayer to the formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Fine. Washing of the colon. One of the reasons for sickness and lethargy is toxins in the body. The greatest source of toxins in the body is from the colon. A clogged and inefficient digestive system can be very disturbing to the health of the body. By cleaning the colon regularly, the digestive system will be greatly helped. This also keeps the most toxic parts of the body clean and detoxified. However, the washing of the colon should not be performed too often. This will result in laziness of the muscles in this organ, and it will become dependent on this process. The best way is to do it whenever it seems right. The rule of time is every 2 or 3 weeks or so. Worshipping, collective meditation. Always approach the Lord when you are pure and in a good state of mind. If you are not in a good state of mind, chanting the Hari Om Shri Hang, Ash mantra, and or dancing kirtan is recommended with ideating on its meaning. This would help to bring you to a good state of mind and devotion. The reminder can be done in the morning, noon, evening, and at night. At night, there should be places where the seekers can go for spiritual studies and satsangs or stories about great souls. This causes people to be in good company, either by reading good books and scriptures or by being with other good souls. On some evenings, there can be collective kirtan for those who like this kind of spiritual practice. It is recommended that the duration of these collective kirtans be at least 3 hours. Also, there can be a collective meditation, attunement, and transmission once a week. At least 3 people should be present to start a collective meditation. The best number is 12, and even better is the 12 people who form a unit as the base for selecting the leaders. Read Zion and Mount Zion and explanation of the system. After collective meditation, the community problems and other concerns of the group can be discussed, so the leaders become aware of the problems and discuss them with other leaders of the community. They can find solutions for them and then report the results back to others in the next community unity meeting. Collective meditation can begin with performance of the reminder by the group, singing of the Samgachadvam before meditation, and then meditation for as long as the leader of the collective meditation feels is necessary. Meditation finishes by recitation of the divine path. After that, there can be a community discussion, readings from scriptures, spiritual discussions or discourses, etc. If the circumstance does not permit a full course of collective meditation, a collective reminder or any other combination or only the community discussion can be performed to suit the situation. It is recommended that the body be cooled, have bath, etc., before the reminder, meditation, eating, and sleep. The mantra, Osh Ong, can be repeated all the time, and its meaning concentrated on to keep the mind on higher thoughts. Prayer is like a shower for the soul. Pray for guidance and that you might become an instrument for His will. The sample prayer in this book, entitled Prayer, can be used. Pray for His grace. It will be given to you if you need it. Meditation is different than prayer. It is the process of self-realization, seeing the wrongdoings of the self and becoming repentant for them, consciously or unconsciously. Therefore, they are overcome in the process without too much effort. So, prayer, meditation, the reminder, etc., each have their own place and combined together with following the eternal divine path with His grace will lead to the goal. Prayer is done in a kneeling position with hands intertwined, back straight, elbows resting on something comfortably in front of you, and forehead resting on your hands, with eyes closed and a deep feeling of His presence, or pray in any other comfortable position. Pray to the Father and call upon Him. True prayers will be heard and, if necessary, will be fulfilled. Yoga postures, asanas. As the muscles become stronger by exercise, the ethereal body becomes purified and stronger by yoga postures, asanas. That is why we can call asanas inner size in contrast to exercise, which affects the external. These postures affect the glands which control the energy centers in the body, chakras, and bring a balance between the physical body, spirit, ethereal body, and soul, self. It is also recommended to practice asanas, especially in the beginning of the spiritual journey, and so strengthen the spirit and become familiar with the body and how it functions. However, A person should not become obsessed with this kind of practice and use it only for physical fitness, unless such a person is a professional teacher of asanas. The spiritual effect of this practice should be kept in mind more than the physical. Like any practice or habit, it should not become a person's master. Eventually, a person will become so familiar with the body that he realizes many other things affect it. By avoiding ones which bring negative forces and accumulating more positive forces, the need of doing asanas can be eliminated or brought to a minimum and only used as an occasional tool to tune the body, spirit, and mind together. It is not only practices that make a man free, but knowledge of the laws of the Lord and His grace. These practices make a person become more sensitive to understand His laws and become purer to feel His grace, so he might eventually find the way, eternal divine path, receive the Holy Ghost, and by trial of the Holy Ghost, His grace, reach the goal.